Now, he says again here in verse 9, Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, The Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. He's blind, and he can't make it to the earth. That's just same as saying God is dead. That theory that didn't last very long. It became popular for a little while, but I don't know, it just didn't go over. It's one thing to say he's just not out there. He doesn't know. But then when you sit down and think that thing through, you realize how absurd it is. My friend, because you haven't seen God, because you have no evidence of him, because you have lived from him today, that's no proof that it does not exist. I have never been to Tokyo, Japan, but I believe there's a city by the name of Tokyo, and it's in Japan. It's a great city. I've never been there. I never have seen it at all, but I believe it's there. But I could act like it's not there. And in my book, I just soon act that way because I don't care about going there at all. I have no desire to. We broadcast over in that area, by the way, and I like to go that direction and that route. But actually, we need to recognize that just because we have had no intimate relation with God doesn't mean that God does not exist. And here they're trying to say he's forsaken the earth. Why? Because they've forsaken God. Now, verse 10 of chapter 9 of Ezekiel. And as for me, also mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And friends, I just well tell you, the destruction of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar and the burning of that temple was frightful. You want to know why God did it? He's telling you here. You don't like it? I'm sorry. But he's running things. And if you are out of step with him, it might be well to get in step with him. By the way, that's a sensible thing to do. I'd be very frank with you. If I saw a lion coming down the street toward me, I wouldn't meet him head on. I'd turn and be going the same direction of the lion and as far ahead of him as I could go. And I want to tell you, you can defy God if you want to, but may I say to you that the Lord is riding triumphantly in his own chariot. God have mercy if you get in his way. The mills of the gods, the Greeks said, grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. Now will you notice, and behold, the man clothed with linen who had the inkhorn by his side reported the matter, saying, I've done as thou hast commanded me. Now, there are those that are picked out for judgment. And then there is the remnant that is to be saved. Because our God is merciful when men will turn to him. And that makes his judgment actually more frightful. We leave off there, beginning chapter 10 next time. Until then, may God bless you, my beloved.